Blog Talk Radio.
Hi, and welcome to Adoption Focus, Adoption Associates Weekly Blog Talk Radio. My name is Connie Going, and I am a national adoption consultant, and I have the privilege of working with Adoption Associates every week for over the past year and a half. I want everyone to know that they are an amazing adoption agency out of Michigan. They cover the entire state of Michigan. They are out of Jenison, Lansing, Farmington Hills, and Northeast Michigan. They were established in 1990, and during that time, they had over 5,000 adoptive placements. They are a leader in adoption. They are Christian, and they hold true to the values that helping families and children is their passion. I am so excited today to have with us the Director of Eastern Services in Michigan, and that is Paula Springer. Hi, Paula.
Hi, Connie. Thank you. I'm so glad to be here.
I'm glad you're here today. I just have to ask, because we are getting a bigger base across the United States, how is the weather in Michigan today?
Where I am, it's cloudy and cool, but we're hoping for a better weekend. Finish up the summer with some nice warm weekends.
Oh, I could use cool, because I'm in Florida, and we are in the 90s, and we're expecting that hurricane to head on up our way over the weekend. So.
Oh, you are. Well, good luck with that.
Thank you very much. Paula, I was so excited to get to talk to you, because you have been with AAI for how many years now?
Over 21.
Wow. Can you tell us just a little bit about yourself and how you began working at Adoption Associates?
Sure. It's interesting. I was thinking about it this morning. In my work as a social worker, I have always worked with young teenage and adult women, initially in a residential treatment program, and then later on I worked in a maternity home. They don't really have many of those around the country anymore, but it was quite a few years ago. It was in the 70s and the 80s. And I worked in that traditional maternity home where young women would experience an unplanned pregnancy and go to that maternity home and kind of sort through what was happening during this crisis. What was she going to do? Some young women parented and some young women planned adoption. And during my time in that organization, I did work there for 16 years, kind of gravitated towards providing education about adoption. And we did a lot of things in that program trying to help young women look at their options as they were making a decision. And I kind of became the adoption focus, and I would present groups and bring in speakers and things like that, and began to learn more and more about adoption and also about how to present adoption and talk about adoption and educate people.
So Paula, I would guess to say, as I think many of us know, that once adoption touches you in any way, it really is something that usually you cannot walk away from, that it becomes your passion. Mm-hmm. And sometimes we change our careers just to work around that.
Very true, because I found even from my beginning work at that maternity home that people had a lot of misunderstanding and misconception about what adoption was, and that part of my role was educating them what is adoption really about, who makes those choices, what kind of options do they have. And so, you know, in that capacity, that's kind of where I was focused. And then I found it was time for me to leave that position, and I started to look for other jobs. And I was looking for a new position at the same time Adoption Associates was expanding and becoming more of a nationwide statewide organization. And it was, I helped them develop their presence in the eastern side of the state of Michigan, and started as a caseworker. And then we began to hire more staff. I became a supervisor. We had more of a stronger presence with an office. I became the director of the Eastern Michigan office, and have been working in this capacity ever since. So I've been with the agency, 21 years. It's hard to believe.
That is so amazing. You know, you were here for a time when adoption, especially working even before Adoption Associates, when adoption was something that women were sent away to give birth, that they often, you know, didn't even see their children at times. Tell me a little bit about where adoption was in the 70s and where we're and how we've progressed, how you've seen it from your perspective, seen it progress.
Right, yeah. I do have kind of a broad vision because when you look at those 16 years plus 21 years, it's kind of a lot of years in the world of adoption. But in the 70s, we were just coming out of some of that age of secrecy and beginning to look at the ideas of birth mothers having more choice in their options. It was very new, birth mothers picking families, meeting families, and, you know, we at the maternity home, we worked with a lot of agencies and kind of watched agencies develop a changing approach to working with birth mothers and giving them more options, building on the idea of openness, how that could be healthy for everybody. And it was quite a change during those years. And then by the time I came to Adoption Associates in 1994, it was quite well established that, you know, every agency had an idea of, you know, picking birth moms or birth moms picking families. Openness was quite common, and the whole idea began to grow and became more normalized.
Right. I have definitely seen the empowerment of women to where, you know, the and I think that's one of the most positive things that comes out of open adoption and working with birth moms is the fact that they can step in and have this opportunity to say, nobody took my child from me. I placed my child. I chose to place my child. And I had, I was empowered to pick a family and make it the right family and to do the birth plan the way that I saw it. I feel that it's supposed to be. And I just think that we invest in healthier human beings in the long run.
Absolutely. Those changes have been very positive for all members of the adoption triad. Some people think that openness in adoption is just about what's good for birth mom. But as you learn more about adoption, you realize that, of course, it's good for the child who can get specific information about their birth parents, even if their adoption doesn't include visits, but they have information from them. They have photographs of what their birth mother, at least, sometimes their birth father, looks like. Birth parents can write letters. We have a little booklet called Heart to Heart that we give as an option to birth parents to fill out and do a little bit of telling their story to the child. So when the child is old enough to understand that, they can hear in their birth parents' own words why they chose adoption, what their pregnancy was like, what their hopes and dreams are for the baby. So this whole idea of openness in adoption is beneficial to the child, getting health and background information so that the child knows their biological health history. And then it's beneficial to the adoptive parent because they have a better means of understanding that birth mother's heart, why she chose adoption, and sharing that story with their child in a positive way, educating that child, having the health information, and it benefits everyone. And that's really part of what we do in our education process with families even, is help them understand why open adoption is good for everyone in the adoption.
And I find that we are on the cutting edge of this, but it is amazing to me that you can open that conversation in the community and people don't understand why it's so important. And I think for the children, when we really focus on the children, and of course a birth mother is making a choice so her child has a better life. An adopted family is adopting, everyone is fulfilling their own needs, but the focus on the child, to give that child a better life, to become a family, that we have learned as experts over the years is that when you take away a piece of who you are, you're not whole. And so giving children everything in one, at the right time, at the right age, at, you know, how you raise in openness, talking about adoption, having relationships with birth mothers and birth fathers, as scary as it can it seems, it's the healthiest choice for your child.
Right, and that's kind of, you know, sharing information about adoption with birth parents. With birth parents, we're helping them see that, you know, of course, this is a voluntary choice, and if they choose it, they are not a failure in their lives. They are making a self-sacrificing decision that will give their baby the kind of life and future they want him or her to have. And, you know, that part is a very big part of adoption, you know, helping birth mothers understand the positive side. Of course, there's grief and loss. We help them, you know, cope with that with by being assigned a caseworker, receiving outside counseling if they need, you know, whatever we can do to help establish that. And then helping adoptive families understand the same thing. Adoptive families coming to the agency in the beginning often are very close because they don't get that whole picture yet. And so through the process that a family goes through for home study approval and moving into our system to be ready for adoption, they get a lot of education to understand exactly what you're talking about.
Mm-hmm. And I think it's amazing as social workers, and I love how Adoption Associates just supports those families and those birth mothers, but to watch the clients that you work with grow in their understanding, and as everyone is going through their loss, and loss touches every piece of the triad in adoption, how they're growing through those losses and turning them into empowered living, that they are able to, you know, feel good about their choices and decisions.
Exactly.
I just, you know, it was one of those things. I think it's been almost a year and a half since I've been able to have the honor of working with Adoption Associates, and I remember being asked, and I thought, well, I don't want to work with just any agency. And you guys were wonderful because I got to come up and meet everybody, and I really, really learned, I think, your heart. And I continue to learn your heart. And so for me, I mean, everyone works adoption differently, but I want the world to know that Adoption Associates really understands and has that trust and that value. And so if you're a woman or, you know, a birth father out there facing an unplanned pregnancy, to please reach out and learn what your options are. And, you know, and if you know someone that's facing that dilemma, to share and, you know, share their number so that, and we'll give that at the end of the program, but to just, you know, understand that there is, you have choices, and it doesn't have to be, you know, your journey's taking a different path, but you can have support and really just empowerment through the whole process if you, you know, if you make that choice.
Right.
Paula, tell me a little bit about the supports that are in place at Adoption Associates. If I was a birth mother coming in, what would I experience? So I make a phone call. I have your number. I call you. Take me from that point forward.
Sure. Excuse me. the first thing is that education piece that I talked about. You know, we are meeting with a birth mom in a comfortable and neutral setting, our office, her home, a convenient place for her to meet, to help her understand what adoption is about, to kind of take away some of those misconceptions and those myths in adoption, and answer her questions. Build a rapport with her so that she knows she has a trust in the people who work with her, and give her information, kind of giving her the ability and be empowered to make a choice, that she can make a positive choice. She's pregnant. It doesn't mean she has to be a mom. She can choose adoption, and it doesn't mean she has to raise the baby, parent the baby. She can be a mom and choose adoption, too. So giving her those information pieces and understanding a little bit about her at the same time, how we can help her. And then once she does make a decision for adoption, and she can do that at her own pace, but once she makes a decision for adoption and says, I'm ready, this is what I believe is best for the baby.
Right.
You know, and she doesn't necessarily say, this is what I want to do, because nobody really sets out to want to do this, but it's believing what's best for the baby. I think that's kind of a good differentiation to understand. It's best for the baby, so she's going to move forward with making a plan. And then we're going to gather some information from her, health and background information, maybe some prenatal records if we can, and help her find the right family for this baby. So we have lots of wonderful waiting families who've already been approved and through the screening process. and they put together some information in a profile, pictures, some text. They can even include a video. We do our profiles in a digital format now. So a birth mom can look through a lot of great information about a family and feel empowered in her personal decision to pick the right family that will give her baby the kind of future she wants her baby to have. So she may want a family with kids, or maybe a family where this will be the first baby. Maybe she wants a stay-at-home mom or a particular religion. You know, she can sort through those pieces and find that right family. And then we will coordinate a meeting so that she can meet with that family and begin to build a personal relationship. Some birth moms only want to meet a family once and then maybe see them again at the hospital, but some birth moms want to build a more, in-depth relationship, and they have that opportunity to meet additional times during the pregnancy. And again, it's all part of her plan and the choices that she makes.
Absolutely.
We'll help her. We will do the legal part, which really in the pregnancy consists of evaluating the birth father information and determining, is he a part of this? Some birth fathers are very much a part of it and will participate in the meetings with birth moms, you know, come to those meetings, help pick a family, meet a family, be a part of the whole picture. But not every situation includes that. So we might have to make a phone call to him and explain the situation or schedule a meeting with him and see what steps he's going to take. Is he in support of the plan? You know, where are we in that legal process? And so, you know, that helps make a determination as to how this adoption plan is going to go. We take care of that piece for her and handle it. We help her make a birth plan for the hospital. You know, think through her options there. Some people think, oh, I'm planning adoption, they're just going to come in and take the baby away, and I'm never going to be able to see the baby, and that's not true. She has every ability to make her choice and decisions based on what's right for her, how much time she wants to spend with the baby herself, maybe in some shared capacity with the adoptive family, all of them, four of them together, spending some time with the baby. Or maybe she wants the family to care for the baby completely or almost completely in the hospital. So she can make those choices, and then we convey that to the hospital social worker and continue to talk with her and prepare her emotionally, you know, for what's going to happen. We can utilize outside counseling if that's appropriate or necessary in her situation.
Right.
And determine what's really best for her in meeting her needs. And then we are present after delivery at the hospital where there's documents to be handled, emotional support that we provide, coordinating discharge of the baby, and then through the remaining weeks, providing that additional emotional support and help with grief and loss for birth mom, placement of the baby, and handling all the legal work. Some of our offices offer birth mom support groups, and that's a wonderful opportunity if a birth mom can participate in that. Some who don't have support groups will offer other birth moms who might speak to another client by phone or communicate through email so that she or he, birth father, could do the same, would have a connection with another birth parent to kind of talk through some of those issues and maybe not feel so alone and normalize some of those feelings they're going through. Sometimes it surprises people at the intensity of feelings they may be feeling, especially around delivery or immediately afterwards. So if we can help provide them with other resources and supports, that's great. I was just going to say, one of the things in working with birth moms that I like to think is important is knowing that they have a support system in place. Of course, it's going to be the agency, but who else supports them through this adoption process? Do they have parents or relatives, a best friend, the birth father, you know, outside counselor, so that they have additional support to move through this process? And so that's kind of a piece of what we will manage with them. Some birth mothers need financial help, so we make a determination on that, evaluate, you know, what her needs are, what is appropriate, and how can we help within the Michigan Adoption Code, and that's a part of it too, and then handle all the legal also.
I think that it is so important that
in assessing the situation as a birth mother comes forward is what are her support systems? Because she may feel like she's the only person in the world going through this. So linking, of course, linking with people that she may not know yet, but other birth mothers, being able to talk to a birth mother on the phone or go to a support group. I have in the many birth mothers I've spoken to, that is just a really huge thing. Connecting to her birth mother worker or caseworker, very, very important, because they can sometimes be the only lifeline. I think for me, having worked in domestic adoption some years back, and not such an enlightened time in adoption, but a time that just things stayed with me. I had birth mothers go through and not tell anyone they were pregnant. And you as the worker were the only one for them. And, you know, being their support and helping them, it just, it changes your life as a social worker forever.
Absolutely.
And I think that, but helping them identify, you know, are their parents supportive? Is there a friend that's supportive? You know, adoption is come a long way. I think we have a long way to go, which is why I'm such a proponent of this this radio show, because I think the more that people hear the conversation, that there will be a day that when we put the word, and I challenge people to do this, is to put the word adoption in Google and see if you come up with human beings or you come up with animals. And I love animals, but I want people to understand that adoption is something that is forefront in our society as a choice, and it's a positive choice. It's not a choice that you have to hide or be embarrassed about. And, you know, the more that we talk about exactly what it is, I don't think that the world really understands as a whole.
Right.
And so the fact that Adoption Associates works with birth mothers to help them understand what their supports are. I have the privilege now of working on a story, and I ask everybody to tune to our website, which is www.adoptionassociates.net, and pull up stories under, I think it's the birth parent area, but you can find it simple, and pull it up and read the series. I think we're heading into the eighth part, but it is a story of an open adoption. And it was done so incredibly well, and the birth mother is incredibly special in her relationship with the adoptive family, but people don't know that that is how it can be.
Right, right, exactly.
And I think the reason that, and I had never met this the adoptive family or the birth mother, but I saw the pictures, and I was so touched by their photo shoot. That even, interestingly enough, I had a young girl here that was considering, she was coming out of foster care and was on her second pregnancy and was going to possibly lose the child to the system, and she wanted to do an adoption plan. And I ran to my phone and I pulled up AAI's Facebook that time.
Yeah.
And I posted some of these pictures, and I said, look at these pictures. And the pictures, if you haven't seen them, they're on the Facebook. They're part of the story now. This incredible photo shoot of the adoptive family and the birth mother, and they're having this, you know, this interaction of being in the park, and they both have their children there. And you look at that picture and you go, I never knew that's how it could be.
Right.
And so I think it's important for people to understand and know that.
Right. And what we want to do is look at openness as a continuum, because the kind of openness you're talking about in the story on our Facebook page is wonderful, but it's not for everyone. It's not
exactly.
For every birth mom, and it's not for every adoptive family. So you look at adoption as a continuum from that type of situation, which is completely open,
yes,
very connected, you know, a lot of personal contact and a lot of emotion and direct, you know, contact between parties, to, you know, less. You can have an open adoption, including visits, but maybe the family and the birth mom visit once a year. And,
exactly,
you know, it's a, like that. And then most of our adoptions fall in the semi-open category, where there are meetings, exchange of pictures and letters, you know, maybe some initial meetings early on when the baby's young. But again, that's birth mom's choice. And every once in a while, there's a birth mom who, for her own reasons, chooses
right.
a closed adoption. And
that's okay. And that is absolutely,
absolutely.
Okay.
Yes. Yeah. And she may still pick the family, but she may not want to meet them.
Right.
And she, you know, and then she may not choose to receive pictures and letters, but can always come back to the agency at a later time, and we can help her do that.
And that's what's so amazing about it, because it is really about, as a birth parent, what do you want? These are your choices. You have all these choices in front of you. You can pick the one that's best going to match how you want to process through, you know, this birth and the delivery of your child. And there's no right and wrong.
Right, and so that is, again, what we're helping birth parent clients to understand. You look at your options, and you think them through emotionally. What will work best for me? How do I think I will handle my emotions with this? How about a child, you know, providing this information for a child? And so we talk through that with them as they help develop that. I mean, some clients know right away when they come, you know, how
right.
they want to handle things regarding openness. But some really need a better explanation of what it is, what their choices are, and then an opportunity to think it through and make a decision.
I am just in complete agreement. And I think that's, you know, in having been here in the 70s and watching how it was done and watching how it's transitioned, to think that the choice, that we've gone from kind of a society who focused just on, in the 70s, more so, I shouldn't say just, but more so on the adoptive family, to watch that move to the other degree, to where as a birth parent, I can be presented all these choices. And any one of them, you know, depends on what I want for my child.
Right.
And
right.
I think that's just so, you know, it's such a blessing to see that happening.
Well, and I think that's what I like so much, just one last comment on that, about where adoption is today, you know, whether it's picking families, contact with families, you know, contact in the hospital, making the birth plan. There's so many choices because people are not one size fits all, and they need to make the decisions that work best for them, and we have that opportunity now, and I really like having being able to work that way.
And, you know, as a social worker, it's, I think, neat to have the history, Paula, and that's why I was so excited that you were able to talk this morning, because, you know, I think that the true lessons in adoption as a social worker, for those of you who are out there listening who are, you know, touched in this field as a caseworker, social worker, director, I think that it's the history where you learn. You know, you can't learn it in a book. You
right,
can't learn it
right.
with a degree.
Right.
You learn it in the field with real people and real situations. And I think it's really important for us as social workers to be able to share that and to have open conversations as we build the next generation of adoption competent social workers out there and therapists.
Right. Right.
So, you know, knowing the history and where it's come from helps us really do a better job all the way around.
Right. And I think experience in the field of adoption helps a lot, too. And that is one thing that when I look at our staff across the board in the agency, we have a lot of people with a tremendous depth of experience in the world of adoption. And, you know, that's what we're focused on. We're specialized in adoption. And so the things we've learned over the years, you know, whether it's 20 years or, you know, 10 years or 5 years, there are people with a lot of experience and are better able to help clients because of that experience.
Absolutely. And it just goes back to that. Once adoption touches you, you may have other opportunities in your career, but it's if it's where you're supposed to be, honestly, you will follow that path. And you will surround yourself with that. And I'm a firm believer as you can run and hide, but it's going to find you anyway.
Right. For sure.
Yes. And so, and you just don't even know. I think that, you know, I love the fact that although Adoption Associates works with families and birth mothers of all faiths, that they are Christian.
Mm-hmm.
And I think that because faith, going through this process without faith has to be extremely difficult.
Right. And it's wonderful to have that foundation, even in times of celebration, but especially in times of trial and where things go wrong or there are challenges. You know, it's good to be able to rely on that faith and know that, you know, the right thing is going to happen and the right baby will be placed in the right family's home. And we trust. We trust.
And I love that. I love that because, you know, for the adoptive families that are out there and they've been waiting, and it's that ultimate walk in faith because you can't control a lot in this.
Right.
As an adoptive family. You
Absolutely.
Sign on. You know, it's placed on your heart, and you sign on, and as an adoptive family for for Adoption Associates, you're given a lot of support ongoing. I think you're very integrative in the approach and working with adoptive families for, you know, helping them find their birth mother and birth parent. But it is ultimately for them every day they go home and they are just waiting for that child and that birth mother to select them. And you're with them sometimes a very short time as they wait, because some families, you see it over and over, they come in and it's all of a sudden, they're selected.
Right, right. Unpredictable.
Mm-hmm.
Yep.
And then there's other families that wait a little bit longer. But when you talk to them, and what I love is when I get to talk to them, and I've spoken to a few Adoption Associates families, they are so they say things like, "We are waiting, but we know that our time is coming. Our child is coming. We are not giving up."
Right.
It's their journey, and I love how they are supported through Adoption Associates.
Yeah, one of the things we do while they're waiting, I mean, the caseworkers make regular contact with the family by phone and email, constantly, you know, checking in with them, how are they doing, discussing questions. But we also provide a waiting families group, and we do that quarterly so that birth moms or adoptive families can have an opportunity to receive some input while they're waiting and build some support with other families who are waiting. And we usually bring in a speaker or do a panel, often things like a birth mom panel, birth moms who will come in and share their experiences so families can get a true idea of birth parents. What are they like? You know, learn their heart a little bit. Or a speaker about, you know, the adoption process or the legal process or other families to share their experiences, so that families can be better prepared for the ups and downs and challenges and excitement that they're going to be faced in their adoption experience.
And I think that it's that common thread that and growing in adoption. And what I see is long after, well, the families that connect before the process in the group stay connected long after. Mm-hmm. And whether that's through an actual group, or they have internet connections and social media groups, but as they go through this process, and you see different families blog, adoptive families, they want the information, they want to know how to do it right. It's almost like they hold themselves to a higher standard.
Right.
To be a parent. And I think they, the more you talk to them, you realize, I mean, this child's been given to them. They've been chosen. And so anything that they can do to become the best parent for that child, they do.
Right.
And I think that it's really important that, you know, while they're waiting, that they have those groups, because it just absolutely supports them and helps them and keeps them going. What are some other things, Paula, that you want to share about either your journey or Adoption Associates that you'd like everyone just to really hear today?
Well, I think working in the field of adoption has really been a blessing for me. I found a niche in a career that allows me to be a social worker, be a helper. That's my personality. And be there for people in times of crisis and stress. But it also is a field of social work that brings great joy. And sometimes a lot of social work doesn't have that area. You know, it's a lot
right.
of just crisis and stress. And so I'm able to help people by bringing a positive alternative, whether it's to a birth mom or an adoptive family. I'm helping them see positive alternatives for their future, you know, solutions, comfort to their pain or distressful mm-hmm. situations they might be experiencing. And in every encounter, you know, there's always those ways of providing support. And I find that to be a very rewarding thing for me to do. We're building families. You know, that's one of the greatest joys we have, building families with adoptive families and mm-hmm. building futures for children and birth parents who hopefully are going to go on to positive futures and great things in their future, other children, families, careers, whatever things they might have. And really, I think in the world of adoption, having the opportunity to support the most courageous women I've ever met, mm-hmm. women who choose adoption do not choose an easy path. They choose a path that is emotional, has grief and loss, and they do it for the best interest of their child. And being able to provide that support and help for her and that, or him, birth parents, mm-hmm. not only young women but young men, being able to do that is really a great honor and something that I love doing and continue to love doing.
Mm-hmm. I think that is what makes Adoption Associates so special is that they have, wonderful, wonderful, I want to say staff, but I mean, I don't know if it's really like family. You guys are like family mm-hmm. That are able to really help birth moms and help families. And I just ask anyone that is out there, if they are thinking about, if they're dealing with an unplanned pregnancy, to please reach out. Their number is 1-800-677-2367, or go to their website. It's www.adoptionassociates.net. Ask for questions. Ask, read everything that's on there. Call and talk to somebody. But get your information. And if you're an adoptive family, you honestly could not find a better agency, in my opinion. And I say that nationally. Although they are located in Michigan, but throughout the whole state of Michigan. So if anyone has any questions, they are welcome to reach out on the website and ask them. We are here every Friday for Adoption Focus. It's a blog talk radio show. We take different stories, different topics. We hope to educate. This taping will also be recorded and put on to you can pull up Adoption Focus, and it will pop right up. We are working on a link to the website, and you should have everything there very soon. But we want you to be able to come back and listen and just grow and learn. So, Paula, I want to thank you for being here. Absolutely was just my honor and a pleasure.
Great. Well, my pleasure. I really enjoyed doing it, and like I've told people, I'll talk anywhere, anytime about adoption. It's my passion, like you said. So I'm very happy to participate in this. Thanks, Connie.
Thank you so much, Paula. You have a wonderful, wonderful weekend. Take care.
Hey, you too. Bye-bye.
Okay. Bye-bye.